Blog Talk Radio.
This is a dangerous group. The groups that we're.
Ladies and gentlemen!
What's this nonsense?
Just like you said, let's get bucked, let's get bucked. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Lawless Radio. You are now tuned in to Bucking Off the Buck. Yes, I am Buck. Here at Lawless Radio on Bucking Off, we talk about the good, the bad, the ugly of your week, whether you're employed, unemployed, or you're just out in the street hustling. Lawless Radio supports our local come-up. All our unsigned underground independent artists. If you'd like to submit your music, go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, follow the instructions, and let's get you spare time. I am coming to you live from DeKalb County, Georgia, where it is a bit frigid. It's 47 degrees. And, hell, that's cold to me, especially when the wind is blowing. All right. All right, it is Thursday. It is 9 p.m. Eastern time. And, like I said, let's go ahead and represent some of these artists we got out here. I'm going to go ahead and play this one right out the door for you. It's one of our favorites here on Bucking Off. This is Closer. Like that. Be right back, y'all.
You are.
Damn.
Yo, bruh. Did you see her? Hell yeah. Did you see her, man? Yeah, I'm going in there and get her, man. But, hey, man, ain't no questions, ain't no buts. I'm going in there, and I'm getting that girl. Bruh, do you know where we at? I know, but did you see her? Yeah, you tripping, man. That's all I want to know, did you see that girl? Yeah, that's all. Yeah. I'm going in there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to get her. All
right.
And that's the end of it.
Of course, with the music and and all that, you know. But I'd like to do my part, you know. I always have to remind people that I'm not here for the publicity of being on the air, you know, broadcast all over the nation, the world. I'm not here for me. I'm here for these unsigned, underground, independent artists. And every little bit that I do to help, hey, man, that's what makes me feel good. So anyway, with that being said, I know of a job opening. I know of a job opening. I'm trying to put it out there, you know what I'm saying? You know, the earlier I put it out there, you get a leg up on it, you know what I'm saying? So there's a job opening that I know of. The bad part is it's not in the U.S. It's overseas. They're taking resumes. It's in Vatican City, Italy. It's for being the Pope. So I know of that opening. So I'm just putting that out there. Y'all looking for a job? Go on and apply. Come on. What's it gonna hurt? You know what I'm saying? What's it gonna hurt? Go on and apply. You know, all my Catholics out there, you know, forgive me. I give you two Our Fathers, three Hail Marys, and an act of contrition. Amen. All right, check it out, man. I saw something, man, that was just straight up buck, and I see that. I couldn't even say nothing. I was caught off guard when I saw it. Chicago Board of Education will be starting sex education in the classrooms a little early. You know, I'm talking as early as kindergarten. Believe it or not, yes. Chicago Board of Public Schools will be starting sex education in kindergarten. I would think that's the sacred time, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, that's your baby, you know, kindergarten, you know. I don't even know that, man. I mean, come on. You know, I mean, last I heard, it was basically the start in fifth grade, I believe it was, sex education in fifth grade, which is, I guess that's okay with me, because I'm thinking back on my first time, and I believe my first time was I was around 12, so I think fifth grade is, I think that's pretty close. But man, you know, I'm kindergarten, your babies are still precious, you know, to a certain extent. Your babies are, they're innocent. You know what I'm saying? Oh man, you start telling them about that stuff now, it's going, you know, take away their innocence. Do you really want that? 646-478-5209. That's my call in number. Call in, voice your opinions, your thoughts. I really don't care, just call. They didn't actually say it was going to be sex education. They called it, where's my notes? What did they call it? They called it family life education. But in some way, it's still classified as sex education, but they worded it as to where to be addressed in the class as family life education. I guess when they say family life, I guess, you know, they basically saying every child has a mother and a father. But damn, that's going to be complicated. What if your daddy don't live with you? You know what I'm saying? Ooh. Ooh, wow. Ooh. But man, that's still. Man, that's catching away from the children's innocence, man, and in kindergarten, man. I mean, come on. Damn, what? Is anything sacred anymore? God almighty, man. It's ridiculous. I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get it. Well, you know what? Maybe it's not for me to get. You know what I'm saying? It's, wow. That's outrageous. Well, speaking of children, let me ask a question to everyone listening. How much do you let your children get away with? Honestly. How much do you let your kids get away with? You know? I'm not gonna name a race or anything like that because it's not a racial thing, but you know, a lot of younger kids, I mean, I'm saying like high school kids, 16 to 18, they cuss in front of their parents. You know what I'm saying? At that age, that was something I've never really. I mean, I had to have some kind of respect. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm 49. Oh yeah, MF and the TV gonna fly in a second. I don't give a damn who around, but you know, younger ages like that. You know what I'm saying? That's. I mean, you can't let them get away with that, man. How much do you let your kids get away with? Do you my children, they cannot get up from the table unless everything is on their plate is all gone. I can't. You know, you got kids starving in Africa. You know what I'm saying? You ain't about to leave no food on the plate. I mean, it's not like, you know, I'm giving them a shovel full of food on their plate. You know, it's an adequate amount, you know, because I know how much my kids eat. I've been around them this long. I know what they do, you know. But that's something I don't let my children get away with. How submissive are you? You know what I mean? I mean, yeah. I don't deal with that talk back stuff. I have one of my daughters right now, one of my twin daughters, she's 7, and, you know, she's at that age, man, when you tell her something, you know, you give her a command, she'll come back with a why, or if I do that, you know, this is going to happen, and, you know, that right there, I have to stop myself, but I do put a stop to it, because what daddy says goes, simple as that. I can't stress any more than that. All right, everybody, look at it. I got a call on the line, 773-908. This is Buck, and you're bucking off of Buck. Who am I talking to?
Sweet Cora.
Say again?
Sweet Cora.
Oh, Sweet Cora. Oh.
How you doing, Daddy?
I'm all right. Sweet Cora, wow. How you been?
I'm good.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good. All right, so I'm glad you called in. Have you been listening to anything I've said this evening? Anything
I just
that, told you. Okay, well, you already have a job. I had announced that I knew of a job opening.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, it's not in the U.S. It's overseas, and they're taking resumes at the Vatican City in Italy for Pope. So, I mean, I know that job is open. You know what I'm saying? So just put it out there. If anybody want to apply. What? Huh? What?
I think you should apply for that.
You know, I did go to Catholic school all my life, from preschool, elementary school, high school. I'm not Catholic, but I know the Catholic faith. But you know what? I'm gonna have to pass on that one. I'm definitely gonna have to pass on that one. The whole giving up sex and all that's
ain't gonna work.
No, that's not my contract. So I would definitely be kicked out for that one. You know, yeah. But I said the Chicago public school system is starting sex education a little early. They're starting it in kindergarten now.
Kindergarten?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. They're starting sex education in kindergarten. But what they're calling it, they're not calling it sex education. They're calling it, where are my notes? I keep moving my notes. Oh, family life education. That's what they're calling.
And what are they teaching them in kindergarten?
That that I can't answer because I don't have a curriculum. But I know what I saw. They kind of changing it around to make it sound like they're kind of cleaning up the name. You know, for right now, it's family life education. Then when it turns to fifth grade, then it turns to sex education. But as far as like the family life education, I'm guessing it's kind of like you need a mama and a daddy to make a baby, and you know, a mama and a daddy is always together. But what if you got one of them, you know, single parents or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, and then my whole thing is you're taking away my kids' innocence by, you know, telling them all about this filth called sex. You know what I'm saying? I don't want you to crack away my children's innocence like that.
I know that's right. That's too young to be talking about anything. Let them play with their dolls and do whatever. They're not even thinking about sex.
Yes, exactly. Yes. I'm not down with that. And I left there and I jumped off to something else. How submissive are you? I mean, how much do you let your kids get away with? You know what I'm saying?
Like mine,
they can't get up from the table to let the food all gone and just flipping them out talk back. You know, but I'm at the beginning stages of nipping that because my girls are still young, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, with one of my twins, you know, I tell them to do something. She always got to come back with a question as to why and the consequences of if she doesn't do it, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sort of out of getting her out of that one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But how much do you let them get away with?
They don't, I mean, the stuff that they get away with is kind of little things. But one thing I don't let them get away with is disrespect, talking back, their grade, you know, the serious type stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That stuff I don't play with.
Yeah.
If I tell you to do something, ain't no need for you to ask me why, because I told you to do it. That's why.
You know, you got some kids that cuss in front of their parents, you know what I'm saying? Like the 15 to 18-year-olds, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I don't even like to cuss in front of my mama, and I'm grown.
Well,
so you think I should have let them cuss in front of me?
I can't agree on that one. I'm 40. I'm gonna let an
MFCC
spot every time I get a chance. But yeah, I dig what you're saying. Yeah, that's. But there's a lot of that. You know, people they just let kids, you know, just get by with a lot of
things. But the thing is that if you don't teach them to set boundaries, they're going to grow up thinking that there are no rules. And that's not how life is. Everywhere you go, you're going to have to abide by somebody's rules.
Oh, you got a damn rule for everything, man. You got to, oh, man. Oh, you know what? I got a rule of this joint in Tennessee. I'm going to tell you about it when I get back. Let me play some music. This is Fiesta by B. Taylor. Be right back, y'all.
Yo, B. Jay. Quest. Big Tiger Sounds. We about to get it popping out here. Let's show them how we do it. Fiesta.
Fiesta. Havana. Fiesta.
Saturday on the white beach, in the basket of mangoes and some fresh peaches. White my face and sip my margarita. Turned to my left, saw this hot Latina. Stood up, took my shirt off and showed my chest. The wind she gave me was like, damn, you're the best. Looked again, noticed her body was banging. Booty jumping side to side, I'm swinging and swinging. She nodded like, come on over. I moved in right on over. Came together like two birds in a pond. That different fairy was waving a magical wand. Grabbed the lotion and rubbed it on her body. Trying to heat it up before we started the party. She whispered, take it out of poppy. I'm like, I'm the end, mommy. Walked up like they owned the world, carotid around me. We enjoyed those girls. She gave them lotion, they began rubbing. Surrounded by hundreds and receiving loving. Try to act right, acting straight. Back to my room, baby, can't wait. Wanna grab you and heat your insides up. Gotta be the good till the sun comes up. The chick gon' have your ass pissed up. Your girl's gon' be like she's up. I came to get your butt in gear. Nelly said it's up, it's hot in here. Take it all off, shoot, I don't mind. The flashy life is party time.
Yes, hot mama, fiesta, caliente, caliente, hot mama, fiesta, ocorona, ocorona, hot mama, fiesta, caliente, caliente, hot mama.
temptation, I can't fight it. No, no.
What can you offer
towards Black History Month. If there was anything you can offer, you know, what would it be? The first black man or black woman to swim across Lake Michigan. Just, you know, anything, you know. What would you like to contribute to Black History Month? 646-478-5209. What will be your contribution to Black History Month? Just, well, not just Black History Month, but to Black History period. What would be your contribution? What could you offer to say, oh, man, yeah, I remember that black dude. Yeah. He made, paper out of metal or something like that. I mean, just, you know, come on, you know what I'm saying? Something real. Excuse me. I think I got Catrice mic'd up, and let me see. I don't know what she gonna come in at, but talk to you, Catrice. How you doing?
What's going on? Happy Thursday to you. It's wonderful. It's cold.
Yes, 47 degrees, yes.
That's true. You know what? What I would like to contribute to Black History is the first black woman to have a late night talk show talking about sex.
Ooh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that's something in the very near future.
Yes, you're gonna read that. And you're gonna remember that. Something you're gonna remember.
Groundbreaking. Pushing the envelope, as they say.
Yes. Push the envelope. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, do you mind if I well, I know it's my show, but do you mind if I bring Sweet Car in? Sweet Car, you got to hear
it, baby. I'm here. I kind of like what Catrice said there. I was thinking something of that sort myself, but I wasn't sure how sensitive this show is.
Yeah.
So far, so good. You're doing okay. I'm going to put you like that. You're doing fine
right
now. Yeah. Stay on that road.
What's going on, Sweet Carla?
Not much. Sitting up here chilling, trying to see what y'all talking about on Lawless.
I see.
What were you talking about?
You disciplining children? What was y'all talking about earlier?
How much you let your kids get away with? And I was saying how some teenagers curse in front of their parents. It's not just the white or black thing. It's something that's done, you know. I got my things, you know. You know, clean your plate, you know what I'm saying? And I try to get them to clean their room, but, you know, they're kids, you know what I'm saying? So I think I am a little lenient on trying to get them to keep their room clean. But, you know, when I do get it, you know, get them focused to clean it. It is clean. Unfortunately, it just doesn't stay that way. And I think that's about as far as
they
get away with. You know what I'm saying? But other than something that rudely, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it make me sick. No, that's not happening. You know what I'm saying? I can't let that monkey fly. We were talking about something about some rules or something like that before I went to break. I can't think what it was, but anyway, I ran across something that just listen to this. That was a lady in Tennessee. She wanted to go to the restroom, and she stopped in this restaurant. And she asked the lady if she could use the restroom. She said, yeah. She showed her where the restroom was. The lady used it, came in, left the restaurant. The next day she woke up, There was a note on her car saying that she owed the restaurant $5 for using the restroom without buying anything.
What?
Yes.
Wow, are you serious?
Yes. Yes. They sent her a bill for $5 for using their restroom. Because
wow.
she wasn't a patron of the restaurant.
Dig that. I don't even know what to say about that.
And dig the way they found the woman. The manager took down her license plate number. And then the manager called the sheriff's department and got her name and address.
Okay.
That's how they found
And the sheriff's department actually, I wonder if he told the sheriff why.
He probably just said that they skipped out on the bill.
Yeah,
on the bill.
Yeah, exactly.
You know. But, man, yeah. Cost the lady $5 to use the bathroom at this restaurant.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 And, you know, they said it was a big ass sign up there, but the lady didn't see it, you know. But that, man. But, you know, it received so much outrage from, you know, the restaurant community and people like Bobby Flay, you know, who said, that was ridiculous and outrageous that the owner of the restaurant actually refused to take it. You know what I'm saying? You know, they kind of came to their senses, you know, because the lady was trying to pay it back. But, you know, they said, you know what, never mind.
Oh,
that's all right. We were just trying to prove, we were just trying to make a point. Ain't that something? Trying to prove a point. That's outrageous, man. That's what I call a buck right there. That's
real buck.
Cause man, I'd be broke. I would be broke if I had to pay.
Man. Man.
I would be broke if I had to pay.
Yeah.
To use a restaurant that I wasn't a patron of. You know what I'm saying? Cause man, and I ain't gonna put nobody's business out in the street, but I know a certain somebody that just, man, they love to go and drop a Compton bomb in the Quick Trip or something like that, you know what I'm saying, right?
Ain't that something?
I heard about it, I always got to go to Aldi's. I don't understand that shit.
Man.
Well, speaking of Aldi's, I was in Aldi's one day and I was trying to use the bathroom and Aldi's the bathrooms can accommodate two people. You know, there's a toilet that's closed off, you know, inside of a booth or whatever, and inside of a stall, I mean, and then you have a urinal, you know. So I was trying to get to the bathroom. I saw someone going there in front of me, and by the time I got to the door, now they locked the door. So I'm like, well, damn. You don't want nobody to be in there while you go drop the Compton bomb, huh? Because that's just what they did. They went in there and they dropped the Compton bomb up in Aldi's, man. And I was like, oh, man, you got to be kidding me, man. They actually locked the door. I mean, you had a stall. You in the stall, close the stall door, lock the door. Man, somebody got to use the urinal, man, you know. Oh, my God. That really set me off right there. I was really pissed after that, man. So what do you think about these businesses that don't like the public to use their restrooms? I mean, are they wrong for this? Are they right for this? I mean, what is your opinion on it, Catrice?
Well, you know, I'm a little half and half on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that there are times I have pulled over into a Wendy's or a McDonald's and used the bathroom and didn't buy anything. You know, those type of restaurants, yeah, the fast food chains, yeah. But, you know, if it's, you know, some elegant restaurant where, you know, some high, you know, I don't know.
Linen, like a restaurant, like with linen tablecloth.
Yeah, you know, more of a higher class restaurant, you know.
Five star.
No, you can go in the Waffle House bathroom. They ain't gonna say nothing. Five star restaurant. No. And that's just, you know, that's how I feel about it. But, you know, like a fast food joint, yeah. QT, hey, yeah. QT bathroom is wonderful. They clean, too. Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, mm-hmm. Yeah. Shout out to Chick-fil-A. You know, I'm not a Chick-fil-A fan. I just don't understand why I would pay that much for a chicken sandwich. You know what I'm saying?
But so good. Mm-hmm.
They are good. But, I mean, that's a lot of money just for a chicken sandwich.
They are good.
Shout out to the whole Chick-fil-A franchise, whatever, because their bathroom is, oh my God, you can go in there and take your clothes off. It's just so nice and clean, and it smells good. You know, I mean, you can go in there and take clothes off, sit down on the toilet. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my goodness.
It is. Oh, my God. Now, see, they know what they're doing when it comes to cleaning the restroom.
Mm.
Man, you would expect a hospital restroom to be that damn clean. No. I do frequent Grady a lot. Last place I like to be is in their bathrooms, man. They just
mm-hmm. got
yeah, especially yeah, not at Grady.
Mm-hmm.
You what?
I said not at Grady.
No, not at Grady. I mean,
mm-hmm.
you know, I give them love, but the bathroom, I gotta hold back on that one for real. that was something else on my mind. I'm losing my thought here because I got two lovely ladies on the line here. Sweet Cara and, of course, Patrice. It is now 9:47. Let me do what we do best here at Lawless Radio, and that is support our local come up, our unsigned independent artists. I'm going to play a jam, man, and then I will be back. This is All in the Club. Great feel. Sit tight. Be right back.
It's the weekend and we leveled up. And I got the hard levels up. Walking, looking fast, hell, and I'm feeling devilish. Red bottoms on my feet. Looking for the hell of it. You want it? Drop it up, better than that nigga. Hey,
back to Lawless Radio. Man, that was hot. Damn. Oh, my goodness. That just, all in the club. Ray Chills. That wasn't, we got to get a remix to that. I got to send somebody email on that one. Damn, that was hot. Oh, my God. Whoa, I'm sorry, y'all. Sorry about that. Sometimes I just get caught up, man, in the music here, man, and don't realize how hot it is, man. I take it for granted. Here at Lawless Radio, we support our local come up, our unsigned independent artists. Go to lawlessradio.com, submit your music, and get your smart time. Bring you on, do an interview. Man, put you out there. Lawless Radio has something for you just about every night of the week. Tuesday night from 8 to 9:30, that is the one and only Nikki Outlaw. Oh, yes, love that. Wednesday night is the one and only Grit Grind, Taylor Chairman, from 8 to 9. Check it out. And on Thursday, me, the one and only Bucking Off a Buck, I am here for your listening pleasure from 9 till 10. And then on Friday afternoon, yes, not just in the evening, we got something in the afternoon, a nice little treat, man. I'm sorry, a nice little treat. Dr. Passion Midday Release, Dr. Lynn Buckhalter. Oh, it is nice. It's a midday release. Comes on at high noon. It's sort of like your. I kind of want to say your inspirational vitamin. That's kind of biting off something else, but you know it's your uplift for the weekend. Put it to you like that. That's what I like to think of it is. It's my uplift for the weekend, getting me right, getting me prepared, getting me ready for battle. You know, take it all on, swallow it, and keep going. Okay, I'm going on too far. Call in number 646-478-5209. That's 646-478-5209. It's been a good evening, you know, with everybody. I had Sweet Car on the line. I had Patrice on the line. Talk about how much do we actually let our children get away with. How far do you let it go? Like I said, I'm one of those guys, you know, let's get that table clean, you know, get your plates cleaned off, you know, waste not, want not on the food. Let's get them grades together. You know, Catrice is more like a honor roll type person. Me, myself, you know, I had a 3.5 GPA. So, you know, I was cool with that. I didn't need to be on the honor roll. Principals listening, dean listening, starting cum laude and all that, man. That wasn't me, but I need to see some decent grades. Not down with the back talk and all that, this, that, and the other. Back talk, get a backhand. That's the way I was brought up, you know. All this cussing in front of me, you know what I'm saying? You're a teenager and you're cussing and all this. That's not going to happen. We also touched on the Chicago public school system will be starting sex education a little early in the classroom, starting as far back as kindergarten. Yes, that's right. I said it. Chicago public schools will be teaching sex education in kindergarten. Don't take my word for it. I saw it in black and white. It's the truth. And I don't think it's good, you know. It's like you picking away at my child's innocence. And I'm not down with that. You know what I'm saying? I like for there to be some sort of innocence in my child in kindergarten. You know what I'm saying? So my son be like, girls, you know, my daughter's like, boys, You know what I'm saying? Let's keep that little innocence. You know, maybe a handshake or a hug or something like that. But I don't need them to get all into you know, you need a mama and a daddy to make a baby and all that, you know. I'm not cool with that. I cherish my children's innocence now. My two little 7 year olds, man, I love the death. And you know, I just love their innocence, you know, with childhood, you know what I'm saying? They're what I just called them, children, the kids. Let's not take away our kids' innocence, man. Let's protect our kids. You know, let's not shelter them. Let's protect them, man, for real. All right, y'all. It is 4 minutes before the top of the hour. That's going to be my time. I enjoy this each and every Thursday night with y'all, 8 to 10. I look forward to being here, conversating, listening, and just enjoying y'all. I will catch y'all next week at the same time, same channel. I'd like to say rest in peace to an old friend, Roy Arndt. We're going to miss you, Roy. This is Running from Donnie Williams. Catch y'all later now. Good evening.
Keep on running for the sun. Keep on, y'all. Keep on, y'all. Keep running, y'all. Keep on running.